Welcome to Mainly Phenology, a program focused mainly on the phenology of Maine, the timing of natural occurrences throughout the seasons. This program is an audio calendar of the Maine outdoors, where we share what's happening in nature each week and focus on specific species and concepts that you can observe outdoors in hopes that you'll become just a little more curious about the natural world. I'm your host, Hazel Stark. In early spring, every new flower that emerges tells us that summer is really coming. From the early skunk cabbage flowers that melt the surrounding snow, to our garden crocuses, to the small yellow coltsfoot flowers that spring up from roadside ditches, to the fluffs of red that cover red maples and the tiny whitish-pink flowers of trailing arbutus, we have already experienced a parade of spring flowers leading us ever closer to summer. But just as we start to get used to flowers being around, the black flies emerge, mosquitoes begin to appear, the leaves on deciduous trees start to fill in, and while we were focused on all the spring migrating birds, swarms of biting insects, and summer planning, we realized that many of the spring flowers are gone and a completely different set of flowers have started to bloom without us noticing. Just a couple weeks ago, while driving across beautiful downeast Maine, I realized that many dandelions had already gone to seed and the pink flowers of rhodora shrubs were already gracing the roadside. I had lost track of flower phenology with all the other species making themselves known after a long season of dormancy. But one plant family refuses to be ignored due to its profusion of flowering species from now through the fall, Asteraceae. You may know this plant family as the aster or composite family. Some iconic members of this group include dandelions, sunflowers, daisies, sunchokes, lettuce, burdock, and artichokes, to name just seven of the over 23,000 species that exist in this plant family around the world. The orchid family is the only other plant family with a similarly large number of species. Once you start to keep an eye out for the sheer diversity of the aster family's daisy-shaped flowers, their numbers make sense. But is that daisy a single flower? If you take a close look at any one of the many blooming daisies or dandelions that exist in open areas right now by plucking and examining the base of what seems like a single petal, you'll notice that it is in fact a little flower. That's because the petals of the aster family are not actually petals, but individual small flowers within a larger flower head. Asteraceae members have what are called disc and ray florets. Hundreds, if not thousands, of individual flowers within that larger flower head. So when you're looking at a dandelion, each little yellow ruffle is its own flower, called a ray flower. And when you're looking at the center of a sunflower or a daisy, each of those little bumps is its own disc flower. That's why when a dandelion goes to seed, each of what you thought were petals, but are actually ray flowers, sport a seed that gets carried around by the aerodynamic fluff on top. That's also why a single sunflower plant offers so many seeds within a single flower head. By adapting to pack hundreds of tiny flowers together in that way, the asters have become incredibly widespread. Botanical and taxonomic details aside, asters are and will remain our steadfast floral neighbor now through late fall. While many of these species have a weedy reputation, we rely on them for food, such as lettuce and artichokes, and for medicine through the cleansing properties of dandelions and burdock and the immune support of echinacea. So the next time you're outside, you can try to identify some members of the aster family. By taking a close look at the parts that compose a daisy or dandelion flower, you'll be able to observe what makes that plant family so widespread and special. With that knowledge in tow, you may even be able to learn some other species of asters that you didn't even know existed. We may get annoyed by the persistence of some of these plants, but we might as well get to know them first. You can find a link to the full transcript of this show, as well as references, contact information, and accompanying photos by visiting archives.weru.org. You can also listen to or download our features or subscribe to podcasts. Theme music was by A Pileated Woodpecker, made available by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Thanks for listening, and please join us next week for another dive into mainly phenology.